Well, she was back in New Zealand last night, but the word is she was a bit disappointing. She was part of the Friday Jams live concert at Western Springs in Auckland, and if you were travelling around Auckland yesterday, you might have spotted the, if not the concert set up, the traffic implications, because there are about 30,000 people. It's quite hard to accommodate 30,000 new people arriving in one place on a Sunday afternoon when you're in Auckland and things are pretty jam-packed already. It was the second edition of the concert, and it features R&B artists, quite a few artists performing short sets, basically only the hits. There was also Jason Derulo and Cisco, and Scribe was back on stage, and the Black Eyed Peas were there. So was it a hit? Well, Oxford Lamoureux reviewed the concert for the 13th Floor music website, and he joins me now. Hi, Oxford.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. Were you looking forward to it?
Oh, was I looking forward to the festival?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I mean, you know, you were like, because I met some people who were like, Friday Jams, this is going to be my show. Or were you more of a neutral showing up to sort of, you know, appraise it critically?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so, yeah, it's not my kind of ideal genre of music, although I definitely get some love from certain aspects of it. But, I mean, it's that same reviewer thing, right? So you have to kind of look at it objectively and try and see if it offers value to the people that love it. So,
and a music festival at Western Springs, even if you're not particularly into the genre, there's something kind of exciting about it, right? Wandering up to the park and, that sort of festival environment. What were your overall impressions of the day?
Oh, it was good. So, I mean, like I said in my review, the last time I went there was for Auckland City Limits, and it was kind of a similar setup. So they have like a nice kind of bar, kind of open area, and, you know, decent kind of safe amount of security kind of going around, and everyone was in a relatively good kind of space, I guess. The vibe was pretty positive for the majority of it.
And what about the lineup? It's some pretty big names in there.
Oh, it was an awesome. I mean, so, yeah, I mean, you've just, right from the start all the way through, you've got a lot of kind of international, very, very famous people that you'd never get the chance to see, you know, all together like that, especially back-to-back, kind of on such a good day in one festival, right?
Yeah, and I understand the festival came out of a commercial radio network in Australia, and it sort of had that approach by the sounds of things, like, you're a huge name, but we're going to get you onto stage to perform only your hits and no new material and no album filler. How did that sort of format work?
Well, it was quite good. So, I mean, it was that kind of really intense kind of, like, greatest hits, everything you wanted to hear kind of thing, in the kind of similar aspect of a kind of radio show in the presentation. But so you got just enough time, I think, for, you know, a little bit of performance, a little bit of kind of crowd speech. You had a couple of people kind of put out some new music and talk about kind of upcoming albums, which was good. But yeah, I thought it worked really well. You didn't really have any of those kind of 20-minute lulls of kind of energy dropping, which I think was kind of crucial for that size crowd, you know?
Yeah, and I guess the other thing is, if there's audio problems, a 10 or 20-minute set is not really fast enough to find a quick fix.
Nah, so that was the main down point of it, was that I'm not sure if it was just having to switch between kind of like host mic and kind of then going on to performers, but it felt kind of rushed in the transition for each artist coming on stage, which was a massive bummer. I mean, Brandy was on stage, and, yeah, her first two songs, you could barely hear her, which was just absolutely shocking, you know, and she was visibly frustrated, not in a negative way, but just, yeah, it must have been a nightmare.
Okay, and then, so who, before we get to Janet Jackson, who was really great in that format?
Oh, I mean, so you had, well, I mean, let's see, well, so Keri Hilson, obviously, kind of came out. She was just absolutely floored it, just kind of smashed all over the stage and was brilliant. I mean, right from the start, like Jaquan Savage, Scribe, Cisco gave this fantastic choreographed performance. And obviously, I mean, 50 Cent, brilliant, and Black Eyed Peas. I mean, you could just list the whole lineup. They all had kind of something to offer that was very good. But yeah, if I was going to stand out, I'd say, either Jason Derulo for his kind of slightly different kind of performance that he gave in comparison to everyone else, and Black Eyed Peas, which was just phenomenal. Yeah.
They'd have enough hits to do 2 hours themselves, wouldn't they?
Oh, totally. Well, I mean, it was the only thing they didn't play was Shut Up, unfortunately. And they had this new member, J-Ray Soul, who has an amazing voice. And it just felt like really beautiful cohesion between all of them on stage. It was wonderful.
Now, talk to me about Janet Jackson. Probably she was the headliner, really, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, so I think everyone was there for a few different reasons and a few different people. I mean, what do you want me to say? It was after the Black Eyed Peas. It's kind of hard to follow that energy, which was at 100% for everyone in the gig. But it was just a slight disappointment, I'd say. I mean, I think so. Look. Like, I'll be brutally honest, I guess. You'll probably have heard all the kind of lip-syncing kind of reports. And to me, that honestly doesn't matter. I mean, you've got kind of two choices with someone like Janet Jackson. I think you're not going to be able to see her as she was 20 years ago. So she's a fantastic, fantastic dancer, brilliant choreographer, amazing performer. And if you want the full kind of, like, perfect peak package, it's probably just not going to happen. So you can either take like decent audio, which unfortunately due to the problems with the technicians was kind of lacking, or you can take a kind of standstill non-dancing performance. But even with the kind of quite obvious muting of the kind of sound and audio, like her physical performance was phenomenal, you know. And that's usually something that you wouldn't forgive in that context, but it was very, very easy to.
Okay. So, So dancing great. That's one of the things she's known for. Singing a bit dodgy and pretty patchy. The combination of what you felt was some lip syncing and some live performance.
Yeah, well, I think that's the. That's the thing. I mean, hesitant to make any kind of bold claims, but I mean, for me, it was a mix of kind of very clear recorded audio and then kind of muted kind of live vocals, which just didn't kind of balance out and it kind of tore you out of the whole thing. But in terms of like criticizing someone because they're lip syncing in that context, like, I mean, you were watching Janet Jackson perform, right? That's your dream that you're going there to fulfill. Like, if you're wanting to see everything, it's just not possible anymore, I don't think. But, you know, she gave everything that she could.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have seen our heroes, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years after their chart-topping prime, have got used to the fact that you might not get them as they were in 1978, but...
Totally. I mean, the classic one was, what was it, like 7 or 8 years ago now. My dad wanted to go to the Rolling Stones and went, and it was terrible apparently for him, and then he didn't go back to the next one. I went to the one a few years later, and it was amazing. You know, like audio engineering has improved so much that you can do it. But in terms of matching that with someone jumping around on stage for an hour, you know, it's a really big ask to ask of anyone, I think, like, let alone someone like Janet Jackson.
Hey, Oxford, thanks for sharing your thoughts today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, good, man. I hope that was helpful.
It was very helpful. Oxford Lamoureux, and you can read his full review on the excellent 13th Floor Music website.